of his father.
他在父亲生病的期间啊，所经历的神的作为。
His journey of faith and the wonders of God when he was ill.
然后神怎么样在小弟兄自己本身的身上啊来拯救他，让他可以存活到现在。
And how God has saved him, so that he can live until now.
所以这是一个生命的故事啊，是弟兄姐妹啊，应该要明白啊，这是也是应该是对大家都诉说的。
And so this is the story of his life, and it is describing the grace that God has shown him.
现在就把时间交给小弟兄。
同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，小弟在这里做见证。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
说实在的哈，那个很不想做见证。
And the truth to be told is that I didn't want to testify.
可是几个月前哈，我不止一次跟那个负责人讲说我要做见证。
But a couple months ago, I've told the church board that I would like to testify more than once.
为什么我要做见证
？And why am I testifying here today？
因为圣灵一直催逼我。
Because the Holy Spirit urges me.
要我把我父亲的这个见证给让弟兄姐妹知道。
To testify the story of my father to all of you.
我的父亲叫萧顺成。
And my father's name is 萧顺成。
他是在家排行在男生里面他算是老幺。
And he is the second eldest. He's the youngest son in his family.
那下面一个妹妹。
And he has a younger sister.
三个兄弟三个姐妹。
He has three brothers and three sisters.
我的曾祖父呢
？My great grandfather.
他有一次在山里，就是在山里要去做生意的时候。
One time he was in the mountains. He was doing business there.
然后就听到有人在敲锣。
And he heard someone pounding a big drum, not drum, but
bar, but 那个 ，OK， 就是一种
bar, copper, copper,
yeah, copper bar.、Mm-hmm. 所以那个，然后在敲的时候，他就一直喊说：“天国盼更近，天国在寻找儿子。”
And then the person who was pounding the copper saying that the heaven is looking for a son.
那我曾祖父就觉得很奇怪，说什么天国会在寻找儿子呢
？And my great grandfather thought it was really strange. Why would the heavenly kingdom is looking for a son?
他就停下来听那个人跟他讲。
So he paused and listened to the person speak.
后来我的曾祖父就传到我祖父。
And then so my great grandfather preached to my great father,
就把、这个、
my grandfather.
就把基督教传到现在的南投的草屯那个长老基督长老教会。
And then he preached the gospel to the Presbyterian church in a village in 南投。
后来我的祖父呢成立了那个草屯的基督长老教会。
And then my my grandfather established a Presbyterian church in that location.
那成立教会之后，他发觉这个长老教会里面的长子跟这个牧师哈争权夺利。
And after he established the church, he realized that the elders and the ordained ministers there are fighting for authority.
当我的母亲嫁到我父亲的家里。
And so when my mother married my father,
那我的母亲曾经就是在我跟我的祖父传我们真耶稣教会的道理。
And my mother preached the gospel of True Jesus Church to my grandfather.
当时我的祖父听了这个道理，他觉得 非常好。
And when my grandfather heard this gospel, he thought it was good.
也非常对。
It was very correct.
可是后来我妈妈有问他说，你要不要受洗？
And later on, when my mother asked him if he wants to be baptized,
他点头。
He nod.
可是他没有办法做主。
But he couldn't decide.
因为当时他已经中风了。
Because at the time he already had a stroke.
所以他有跟他的子女要求说，他想要来我们真耶稣教会受洗。
So he told his children that he would like to be baptized in True Jesus Church.
可是在他们的所有的子女都是反对的。
But all his children are against this decision.
那为什么会去讲这段的历史？
And why did I choose to tell you this part of my story?
因为就是因为这一些缘故，我的父亲呢，后来也没有去，就是没有去教堂了。
And it is because of this reason that my father later on refused to worship in the chapel.
所以他有十几年没有到任何的教堂里面。
So for more than 10 years, he has not stepped foot in any chapel.
在七月，去年七月十九号的时候。
In last year, July 19th.
因为父亲在吃晚餐的时候开始一直呕吐。
And when my father was having dinner, he kept throwing up.
那他就一直呕吐，没有办法停，所以就叫那个紧急救护车来带他到医院去。
And so because he kept vomiting, he had to have emergency care to the hospital.
那在这个之前呢，几个月前他有一个手术，就是在他的这个肚子这里有一个这个肿瘤。
And couple months prior to this, he had a surgery in his abdomen, and he had a tumor there.
那个肿瘤是一个蛮大的哈，因为我看他就是开了一个刀，然后把它拿出来。
It was a very big tumor, and he had to take it out.
那拿出来之后呢，他有打过几次电话给我。
And afterwards, he made a couple phone calls to me.
然后他跟我讲说，那个父亲最近家里不是很平安。
And he told me that recently, my household is not very peaceful.
我说有什么事情吗
？And I asked him what is wrong.
他说那个我们家就是他们在拉斯维加家外面哈，来了一群黑衣人。
And he said that there were a group of African Americans outside of his home.
黑衣穿黑衣服。
Oh, sorry. There's a group of people clothed in black.
我说是哪一种人？
And I said, what kind of people?
他说他不知道。
And he said he didn't know.
我说是黑人、白人还是亚洲人。
And I asked him, are they African Americans, Caucasian or Asians?
不知道。
And he said he didn't know.
那我说那有多少人？
And I asked him how many people?
他说有一些，就是一群人。
And he said it was a group of people.
那我说那他们有没有来敲门或是来按电铃。
So I asked him, did they come to knock on the door or ring your doorbell?
他说没有。
And he said no.
他说因为有一个穿白衣服的在门口。
And he says, because there was a person clothed in white standing outside of my door.
当时父亲跟我讲的时候，我以为他是在幻想。
When my father said this to me, I thought he was hallucinating.
所以我找个机会到Las Vegas 去特地去看他。
So one time I had an opportunity and I went to see him in Las Vegas.
然后我就顺便问了我弟弟说，你是不是最近有什么麻烦
？So I asked my brother, did you meet any trouble recently?
他说没有啊。
And he said no.
我说父亲说有一群黑衣人来找你。
But our father said that there is a group of men dressed in black coming to see you.
然后听说你有找保全呢，就是在你家里前面。
And I heard that you have called security and there's someone at the door guarding you.
弟弟就笑了一下，他说在美国不可能有黑衣人在你门口了。
And my younger brother chuckled and he said that in America it's impossible for a group of men dressed in black outside your house.
所以这件事情呢，就在放在我心里。
And so I kept this in my heart.
然后我就到他房间去看。
And so I went into his room.
他自己画了一个十字架。
And he drew a cross.
那上面写 Hallelujah.
And on the cross he wrote Hallelujah.
那奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼。
And he wrote, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I cast out demon.
我看了那个之后。
And so after I saw that,
我就了解了。
I understood.
那七月十九号那个送到医院去之后，他就留在医院几天做检查。
On July 19th, he was sent to the hospital. He was kept there for a further examination.
过了几天之后，那个院方检查的结果是说他得了末期的这个食道癌。
And the doctor diagnosed him with esophageal cancer.
因为他的食道差不多八成以上都被那个癌细胞给挡住了。
Because 80% of his esophagus was contaminated with cancer.
所以他基本上自己很难呼吸。
So it was really hard for him to breathe.
所以是装一个那个呼吸器，然后用管子插下去。
And he need a breathing tube to help him breathe.
所以那个插下去是很不舒服的。
And so inserting the tube is very uncomfortable.
所以医生是用药让他尽量睡觉这样。
So the doctor gave him medicine to keep him sedated.
那当时那个教会有弟兄姐妹有帮忙代祷。
And at the time, the members of the church has been praying for him.
过了两个礼拜之后
，After about 2 weeks,
奇妙的事情发生了。
A very miraculous thing happened.
他的这个癌细胞有缩小的迹象。
There was sign of his cancer cells shrinking.
所以呢，医生说。答应同意在他这个喉头这里开一个洞，让他可以自己呼吸。
So the doctor agreed to cut open his part of his throat so that he could breathe on his own.
那这样的话呢，他管子从这里下去的话，他就比较不会那么不舒服。
So the tube was inserted from there, and it is more comfortable.
那他就可以醒着。
And so he could stay awake.
不需要用药一直让他睡。
That he didn't need medicine to keep him asleep.
那到这样子，他又换了一次的这个到比较普通的这个医院去。
And then later on, he was transferred to a local hospital.
那个医院呢，他就是在他要。离世之前的一两礼拜内
，and couple weeks before he passed away。
那他当时小弟去看他的时候呢，就是他一直在看上面。
When I went to visit him, I always see him looking upward。
然后他双手是就是这样举着。
And he hold out his hands like this。
然后我们一直在跟他说。说话
and we kept talking to him.
可是他好像就是已经听不到我们在讲什么。
But it seemed like he couldn't hear what we were speaking.
他中间是在好像是在跟谁在对话。
But it seemed like he was conversing with someone.
所以在十月三十一号的时候，我接到一通电话说他。
So on October 11th, I received a phone call that he has passed away.
神在10月31号就是安息日的时候就召他回去了。
That God has called him back home on October
10月31号。
On October 31st.
那之后就是过了几天呢。
And a couple days later.
我有。这件事情就是一直放在我脑海里。
This was in my head.
就是看到父亲。
The image was in my head.
那个父亲好像在跟谁说话。
As if my father was speaking to someone.
所以我就在晚上要睡觉祷告的时候，就放在祷告里。
So before I went to bed, I put this matter in my prayer.
所以说主啊，我的父亲到底看到了什么东西？
And I asked God, what did my father see?
你可不可以让我知道？
Can you please let me know?
这样祷告了几天？
After I prayed about this matter for a couple of days.
我记得哈，我有写一封信给感谢信给那个 Ark Fellowship， 就是那个方舟团契。
And remember, I sent a thank you email to the Ark Fellowship.
然后因为当时啊，很多弟兄姐妹去探望我的父亲。
Because at the time, many brothers and sisters visited my father in the hospital.
包括传道跟执事们。
Including deacons and pastors.
那看了那个写那个 email 的时候，我最后有说，我看我父亲这一幕。我们永远不知道他看到什么。
And I remember at the end of the email, I wrote that I would never know what my father saw.
就有一句俗语啊。
And there is a saying that goes.
那个叫做，你要小心哈，你求什么，因为你有可能会得到。
And the saying goes that you should be careful of what you ask for because sometimes you just might get it.
我求神让我看到，结果神真的就。让我看到了。
So I asked God to let me see it, and He let me see what my father saw.
我是很少在做梦的人。
And I rarely dream.
我做梦的，就是我有做梦的话，我醒来是完全不记得的。
And if I do dream, I rarely remember when I wake up.
这个意象非常的清楚。
But this vision was very clear.
我看到。我在祷告。
I saw, I was praying.
圣灵把我的灵魂提起来。
And the Holy Spirit took my soul.
提起来之后呢，我就看到。
Raised my soul up.
我就看到有两条路。
And I saw there was two paths.
一条是很宽广的路。
One was a very open and broad road.
很多人在走。
A lot of people were walking on it.
越走越黑暗。
But the more they walk, the darker it gets.
另外一条路是。很小的路。
The other road was narrow.
是越走越宽。
And the more people walk and it get closer to the light.
在那个小道没有人。
But on that narrow road, no one was on it.
那圣灵又把我带到了，我就看到我的父亲。
And then the Holy Spirit take me again somewhere and I see my father.
我就看到那幕，他在那个。跟天使说，不知道在讲什么。
And I saw the image of my father talking to an angel.
那后来我近一点去听。
And so I took a step closer to listen.
原来天使在要他跟他要他的证明呢。
And so it was an angel asking him for his identification.
他说我有圣灵啊。
And he said to the angel, I have the Holy Spirit.
我有洗礼啊。
I baptized.
那个天使说没有看到。
But the angel said, I didn't see it.
那我就很着急啦。
And so I became very nervous and worrisome.
我说主啊，他有啊。
And I told God, he has it.
忽然一股很那个。那个很柔和的声音。
And then it came a very gentle voice.
说不要急。
And the gentle voice told me, "Do not worry."
不要急之后呢，圣灵就把我带到26年前他得到圣灵那一晚。
And then the Holy Spirit took me to a time that was 26 years ago when my father first received the Holy Spirit.
那一个礼拜刚好是灵恩会。
And that week was a week of spiritual convocation.
那有传道跟这个负责人啊，刚好有去家里做访问。
And there were pastors and church board members who visited my home.
访问完了之后呢，就是邀请父亲去教会。
After the visitation, they invited my father to the church.
那个参加灵恩会。
To attend spiritual convocation.
可是。父亲已经，如果那样算起来，快20年没有去教任何教堂，所以他也是表面上敷衍说好好好。
But at the time, my father he hasn't been to a church for over 20 years, so he only he only said it politely that he would go, but he didn't mean to go.
所以我记得当时他们走了之后，好像10点多。
So I remember after they left, it was around 10.
我那天就刚好只有我跟我父亲在一起。
And that day, it was only my father and I who was there.
我跟我父亲就开始谈论这个圣经的道理。
Then my father began to discuss with me, the truth in the Bible. Oh, and I began to converse with my father about truth in the Bible.
很奇妙的，他那一天一直 跟我都有回应。
And miraculously, that day he was talking back to me.
然后我当时呢，我跟他讲到最后，我们就是说，他父亲没有办法接受，就是我们真耶稣教会为什么我们是真耶稣教会，其他都是假的。
And at the time we were on the topic of True Jesus Church that we are the true church.
他，我就跟他说，你把这个名字真耶稣教会的名字拿掉。
And I told him to put away this name.
你就自己跪下来祷告。
I told him to just kneel down and pray.
用我们祷告方法。
Use the way that we pray.
跟神祷告说，我要找一个神。
And you tell God that you're looking for a God.
你给我一个体验。
And you ask God for an experience.
我又把使徒行传二章那个得到圣灵那个给他看。
So I showed him Acts chapter 2, when the apostles received the Holy Spirit.
然后我又跟他讲了一个我的个人的见证。
And then I also told him my own personal testimony.
这个见证是我就是在那件事情之前，有一段，我到海边去游泳的时候。
And this event happened before I talked to my father. It was at the beach.
No, 我在跟他讲这个见证。I was telling.
Oh, I was telling him this testimony.
我去游泳的时候，在那个 Balboa Beach.
I was swimming at Balboa Beach.
我的水性是还不错。
And I can swim pretty well.
我那个刚好那天从那个很多人在海边在游泳。
On that day, there were a lot of people swimming at the beach.
没有什么很特别的浪或者什么。
There wasn't any unusual waves.
那我就从那个 pier 旁边那个海滩，我就下去扑通下去就游了。
So I started swimming next to the pier.
一下去。
And after I was in the water.
很奇怪，那个水流就把我拖到，一拉就拉得很远出去。
And strangely, the current took me really far away from the shore.
我连游出来都没办法。
I didn't even had a chance to swim out of the current.
我一进去就是在那个桥的下面。
And I was underneath the bridge.
那个桥下面有木头的，也有水泥的。
And underneath the bridge, there were wood and there were cement.
我只记得，因为那个水流是进出的。
And all I remember was that the current was taking me in and out.
我没有办法，根本没有办法游的。
And I wasn't able to swim.
所以我的头呢，是一下子撞前面，一下子撞后面。
So my head was hitting against the wood and the cement back and forth.
我没有办法呼，根本没有办法想要起来呼吸。
And I couldn't even get up to breathe.
所以呢，当那个把我推到前面，刚好有个木头的这个柱子。
And at the time when the wave brought me forward, there was a plank.
我就尽全力抱住那个柱子。
So I used all my energy to hold on to this plank.
希望说他那个拉回来的时候，我有时间可以起来吸一口气。
And at the time, I hope that when the wave takes me back, I could have a moment of time to breathe again.
没有办法。
But I couldn't.
那个时候呢，我想我已经昏迷了。
And I think at the time I was already out of my mind. I was unconscious.
那个不知道多少时间我没有确定。
And I didn't know how much time have passed.
我知道有一股那个声音叫我起来。
But I heard a strong voice urging me to to get up.
叫我起来。
And it says, get up.
所以我就一挣扎起来。
So I struggled to get up.
刚好一起来的时候，我就忽然醒过来，我就哈利路亚，要讲哈利路亚的时候。
And when I got up, I said hallelujah.
水就灌了。又灌了我。
And the water again came over me.
我知道我又被那个拖下去，又撞头，又去撞前面跟后面这样。
And then I was pulled back again, and my head was hitting all these things that were there.
那当时我抱住那个 那个柱子，那上面都是牡蛎哈，那个 shell
steel，
好，
muscles. Oh, okay. So on the plank, there were a lot of muscles.
所以我因为抱住他全，我全身都割伤了。
And because I was holding onto the plank, on my I had a lot of wound on my body.
所以当第二次那声音说叫我起来。
And so for the second time, the strong voice told me to get up.
我就忽然起来，然后我说父啊，救我。
And suddenly I got up and I called out, Father, save me.
很奇妙的。
And very miraculously.
那个水变平了。
And the water was still.
把我的身体就是像我坐在一个东西这样把我推到岸边。
And the water pushed me against the shore like as if I was sitting on something.
水是平的。
When the water was completely still.
我一起来的时候就这样到水边就站起来了。
And when I got up, I was naturally standing up when I was at the shore.
我一起来，全部岸上来都看着我。
And when I got up, everyone on the shore was looking at me.
你看到全身是血。
And they saw that my body was bleeding.
所以我走的时候，每个都在看我。
So when I was walking, everyone was staring at me.
然后那个救生员。
And then the lifeguard.
他也目瞪口呆。
He was very shocked.
我就问他说：“你有没有看到我
？”And I asked him, "Did you see me?"
他说：“没有。
”He said, "I didn't."
他说：“我如果看到你，我也没办法救你。
”And he said, "Even if I saw you, I wasn't able to save you."
就是这样，我就身体擦一擦，包起来就回家了。
And so I got up, I wrapped myself, and then I went home.
我没有去医院。
I didn't go to the hospital.
回到家里就是。上床睡觉了。
And when I went home, I went on the bed and I slept.
当我醒来第二天的时候
，And the next day when I woke up,
整个我的床全部都是海水。
And then my bed was soaked with ocean water.
因为我沿路这样回来，就它就这样滴滴就一直滴。
And because
肺部全部积水。
Because I kept dripping the water, and it actually filled my lung at the time.
在座很多医生哈。
And there are a couple of doctors among us.
我想，如果你肺都积水哈，滴到天亮，全部都是水，我想你应该是没有救了。
And I think that if your lung was filled with water, by the time you wake up, you're probably already dead.
感谢神。
But thank God.
一点事都没有。
Nothing happened to me.
连看医生也没有。
And I didn't even need to see the doctor.
当我把这个跟父亲讲之后。
So when I told this to my father.
我抬起头看他。
I raised my head and looked at him.
第一次我看到他泪流面。
And for the first time, I saw him crying, and the tears were streaming down his face.
他非常的感动。
He was very touched.
所以我们就那天，因为也是。我记得也是已经深夜了，很晚了。
So I remember that day it was already very late at night.
然后他就抱一抱我。
And he hugged me.
就睡觉了。
And he said, "Go to sleep."
睡觉了那天，因为已经很晚了，所以我刷牙洗脸，我就去床上睡。
And because it was very late at night, I brushed my teeth and I went to bed.
那当时我们住的 condo， 我是住在楼下。
And at the time, the condo we lived in, I was living downstairs.
父亲他是住在楼上。
And my father lived upstairs.
所以我们睡觉的时候有一个距离。
So there is a distance between us.
那因为那天很累，所以我眼睛一闭上就睡着了。
And because that day I was very tired, so once I closed my eyes, I fell asleep.
睡了没多久呢。
And after a while.
没有很久。
After a short while.
我忽然被一个。几声巨响给弄醒了。
I was woken up by a very loud voice.
第一件事情我在想。
And so the first thing I thought.
是不是有火车经过
？Maybe it was the fire truck that passed by.
Train.
It was the train. Excuse me.
因为当时我们家后面就是一条那个铁路。
And because there was a railroad next to my home.
可是铁路它只有白天跟早上各一班。
But the railroad the train only passed by once in the morning and once at night.
它晚那个晚上 是没有的。
So there shouldn't be a train late at night.
所以我在想说，是不是有小偷跑到我们家来
？So my second thought was maybe there was a thief.
我就二话不说，赶快跑出去看。
So without any hesitation, I went out to see.
可是没有啊。
But there was no one there.
因为我后面有一条很大的那个。
And in my backyard, there is a very big dog.
连狗都在睡觉。
Even the dog was asleep.
所以不是从后面来的。
So it wasn't from the back.
所以我就想说那家里只有我跟我父亲。
And so I thought at the time there was only my father and I.
所以我赶快跑到楼上去。
So then I rushed upstairs.
我一直敲门。
And I kept knocking at his door.
因为父亲他们有个习惯。
Because my father had a habit.
因为我们以前在南派太平洋住过。
Because we used to live in
Micronesia.
Micronesia.
Yeah, 那因为那个地方哈，我们门如果没有锁，小偷很多。
And where we used to live, if we didn't lock the door, it was dangerous. There was a lot of robbers.
所以他睡觉不管在家里到哪里，他一定会锁门。
So he had the habit of locking the door wherever he goes.
所以我一直敲敲敲，他没有开门。
So I kept knocking, he didn't answer.
我没有办法，就没有钥匙，我就把门撞开了。
At the time, I didn't have a key, so I just I barged into the door.
撞开那个门，我第一次看到我的父亲跪在地上祷告。
And for the very first time, I saw my father kneeling down praying.
我第一个想法是说，父亲是不是中邪了
？And my first thought was that maybe my father has been possessed.
从来没有看到他跪在地上。
I never seen him kneeling down praying.
我就奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼。
So my first thought was to cast out the demon in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. 我一只手就放在他的背上。So I put one, put my hand on his back.
可是我边祷告，手放在他身上，我发觉到他的灵在讲灵言，然后身体他跪的身体是这样上下跳动，所以会有巨响，就在这样蹦蹦蹦蹦蹦这样。
And when I was putting my hand on him, I realized that he was praying in tongue and that he was elevated up and down.
然后身体讲灵，就讲灵言，然后身体震动。
And he was shaking, he was speaking in tongue.
我不放，我就另外一只手还是放在他背上，我就跟他跪下来一起在旁边祷告。
So I put my other hand on his shoulder and I kneeled down and prayed together with him.
过了几分钟
，and after a couple of minutes，
我就跟他说 ，Amen。
and I said to him， Amen。
哎，他就停了。
and he stopped。
我心里就想说，那可能是圣灵啊。
and then I thought that， okay， this could be the Holy Spirit。
我就问他，我说，你知道你刚才在做什么吗
？So I asked him， Do you know what you were doing？
他说我在祷告啊。
he said I was praying。
我说你祷告不是这样祷告啊。
and I said this is not how you usually pray。
你们祷告都是坐着祷告啊。
Oh, he's because how you pray is that you sit up.
然后眼睛闭着默祷啊。
And that you pray silently.
只有吃饭的时候你会讲，会讲而已啊。
On only when you partake a meal, you would speak out the words in prayer.
他说，因为当时我们家分了好几个地方。
And because at the time we had multiple homes.
We had multiple locations.
Oh, we have multiple locations.
然后当时我的弟弟在 Las Vegas.
That time, my brother was in Las Vegas.
然后我妈妈当时好像是在台湾。
And at the time, my mother was in Taiwan.
所以他不久他要回台湾去。
So not long after he had to return back to Taiwan.
所以一个人他没有办法顾到好几个地方。
So it was hard for him to manage multiple locations.
他就心里。很着急
so he was worried.
那天刚好我们在讲这个道理
and on that day I was conversing with him about this truth.
他就说好，我试试看
and he said, okay, I will try.
如果真的有神
if there really is a God,
就让我体验
then let me experience him.
真的
and truly,
神给他
and God gave him.
不久之后
And not long after,
他接受受洗了。
He received baptism.
但他受洗之前呢，那个他的兄弟姐妹有打电话给他。
And before his baptism, his siblings called him.
甚至于我的二姑妈说你背叛了我们的父亲，背叛了教。
And one of my aunts told him that you have abandoned our faith and you have abandoned our belief.
甚至威胁他说要断绝关系。
And she even threatened him, saying that I would cut off all connections with you.
第一次看到我父亲这么强烈的跟他回应。
And for the first time, I saw my father responded to him to her passionately.
说我们的父亲信错了。
And then he told her that you know, our father had believed the wrong faith.
难道我们要跟着做吗？
Are we going to follow him in his footsteps?
我已经得到了宝贵的圣灵。
I have already received the precious Holy Spirit.
我得到圣灵了。
I have received the Holy Spirit.
所以我要接受洗礼。
So I want to receive the baptism.
真的，他就报名受洗了。
And then truly he signed up for baptism.
要受洗之前呢，他在祷告的时候
，And before baptism in his prayer，
那个魔鬼在作怪哈。
The Satan was working。
在他的这个关节这里哈，像一根刺一样。
And there was a part of his joint。
他跪不下去。
He felt a sharp pain in his joint, and he couldn't kneel。
硬要跪下去，就一根刺在那里。
When he forced to kneel, he saw a sharp object. He felt a sharp object.
但是没有啊。
But nothing was there.
然后他就奉主耶稣圣名跪下去。
And so he kneeled down in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
跪下去了。
And then he kneeled down.
可是还是会痛。
But it still hurt.
这个现象持续到他洗礼完。
And this phenomenon continued until he was done with his he until he was baptized.
在会堂准备要那个要洗脚礼。
And when he was in the chapel ready for foot washing.
当洗脚礼洗完了之后。
After foot washing.
这个现象就没有了。
This didn't happen again.
完全没有了。
It was completely gone.
所以之后呢他自己改名叫做萧再生。
So later on, he changed his own name, to 萧再生。
那这一幕完了之后，圣灵就把我带回到那个门口。
And after this scene, the Holy Spirit again took me to the door.
很亮。
It was a very bright light.
里面非常的漂亮。
It was very beautiful.
非常很美。
It was very, very, very beautiful.
无法形容的美。
It was a indescribable beauty.
那我就看到父亲。
And then I saw my father.
然后就转过头来。
And he turned around and looked at me.
像一个小孩子要回家的时候那个表情。
And he looked as if he was a child returning back home.
他非常的高兴。
He was very happy.
他就转过来。
And he turned around.
跟我拜拜。
And he said goodbye to me.
再见。
He said, I'll see you again.
他那个表情好像就是要回家的那个表情。
And his look, the look on his face, looked as if he was overjoyed to go home.
所以呢，到了这一幕。
So when I saw this,
我就醒来了。
I woke up.
我醒来，我全身都是湿的。
And my entire body was soaked with sweat.
我一醒来，我就把所有的事情，我经历的这个事情，我从头到尾我再想一次。
And when I woke up, I thought about what happened in my dream from the beginning to the end.
真的是神啊，应验了我的祷告。
And it was truly God who had listened to my prayer.
因为我不可能。醒来还记得这么清楚。
Because it was impossible for me to remember it so clearly when I woke up.
感谢我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
And I thanked the brothers and sisters at church.
传道跟执事们。
Pastors and deacons.
在医院的时候替他代祷。
That they had interceded for my father when he was in the hospital.
最后父亲他也说了。
And at the end, my father said.
他最后说他谢谢大家。
And he said that he is very thankful to everyone.
他也谢不完了。
And that he has many things that cannot finish in words.
我们再相会。
And that we will see each other again.
最后用罗马书八章二十八节做互相勉励。
And lastly, I would like to conclude with Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
凡事互相效力，叫爱神的人得着益处。在罗马书八章
28节。In Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28.
愿一切荣耀颂赞给天上真神。
And may all the glory and honor be unto his holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
And
thank to the grace of God, we can hear a very moving testimony.
小弟兄的爸爸哈。
And the father of brother Shao.
他在生病的时候，我们弟兄姐妹很多人为他祷告。
When he was ill, many of us prayed for him.
小弟去探访他的时候，最后他离世以前跟诸事去探访他的时候。
When I visited him with the deacons,
他其实是非常的清楚的。
At the time, he was a very conscious.
他那时候还跟我们，他虽然不能讲话
，even though he couldn't speak，
他还可以做了一还讲了，背出了一段诗词。
But he was able to recite a psalm.
用写的写出来。
Oh, he wrote down the psalm.
而且写的非常清楚。
And it was very clear.
我们当时候直接说啊，真的是神的作为，也许让他在地上还有一段时间。
And at the time, we felt like it was God's doing who sustained his life for a short while on earth.
但是真的神的时候不是人的时候。
But truly, God has his own time.
所以在这之后不久神就把他召回去了。
Not long after this, God took him home.
那他最后在世上这段日子。
And the time he has on earth.
那我们看到其实他真的是有盼望的。
We can see that he was a person full of hope.
他对所信的主他非常肯定。
He was very assured of this Lord that he believed in.
那因为我们知道他住在 Las Vegas 已经很久都没有办法聚会。
And we know that when he lived in Las Vegas, he wasn't able to attend the service.
那他的信仰情形，我们弟兄姐妹有人知道，就是说他这样子，他能得救吗？
And then we know that brothers and sisters that we have wondered if he could be safe.
那真的。那得救是在神的。
But truly, salvation is within the hands of God.
你看，有时候我们会有一个疑问，说一个人受洗，照圣经所说的，一定会得圣灵的。
And we know that according to the Bible, a person who has received baptism will receive the Holy Spirit.
他一定要，他如果要求，就一定会得到的。
But if he asks, then he will receive the Holy Spirit.
因为这是应许的圣灵。
Because this is a promise, Holy Spirit.
要给凡事要祈求的。
It is given to all who ask.
所以我们，你看我们。就听到了，就体验了这样的一个真的神在我们危急的时候，他拯救人的生命。
So we hear of a story of God who had come to his rescue at a very difficult time.
这个父亲听了儿子的见证以后
，And after this father have heard his son's testimony,
他真的感受到这个神是才是真的主宰嘛。
He truly recognized as God who is who holds life.
他真的被感动了。
And he was truly touched.
所以这个见证体验啊，真的能够让人产生力量。
And so by hearing testimony, it truly has power.
那这个做父亲的，你看他就照这样的方式来祷告求。
And this father heard his son's story and decided to kneel down and pray in this manner.
他祷告，他就真的有体验，他就真的能得圣灵。
And in his prayer, he truly experienced God and received the Holy Spirit.
改变了他几十年的观念。
It changed.His thinking that he had for more than 20 years.
圣灵不是说你信的时候就会有，你就是默默在心里，不知别人不会知道。
And so we don't receive the Holy Spirit just when we first believe.
而是真的会讲灵言，别人会看得到的。
But it is evident when others see you when you speak in tongue.
所以我们就看到说，其实神有他的时间、他的方法给这些在祈求圣灵的人。
And so we know that God has His own time and His own ways for those who are praying for the Holy Spirit.
我们在还在求圣灵的人，一定不要灰心。
And so for those of us who are still praying the Holy Spirit, do not give up.
只要抓住机会。
As long as you hold on to the opportunity.
你看，他就是在那个晚上，他听完儿子的见证之后，他祷告了。
Just like the father who listened to his son's testimony and he knelt down to pray that night.
他祷告，他得到了。
And he received when he asked.
那这个体验，其实对他来说，让他信仰。走了这后面的二十几年， 就是他这样子持续了二十几年。
And so this, that particular experience was able to last him for more than 20 years.
那当然，我们人如果没有聚会，没有常常亲近神，信仰有时候也会低落的。
But we know as humans, if we don't attend service often, as humans we are weak.
那在这当中，信心一定也会比较低。
And surely at the time his faith was low.
可是神就是给他操练。
But God trained him.
哦，所以他这个后来在要离世之前的这一段病痛。
So this illness before he passed away.
真的就是神在准备他，让他可以变完全。有资格去进入神的国度里。
Was God preparing him to qualify to enter into His kingdom?
小弟去访问过几次小弟兄。
And I have visited Brother Shaw a couple of times.
最后在他要离世以前哦。
Before he passed away.
真的觉得说，哎，主耶稣借着这个病痛哦，让他好像变了一个人一样。
And I feel like God through this illness changed him as a person.
他要走之前的那一段几天前这样的一个。那个态度、啊、他那个时候、啊、对人的讲话各方面跟过去几年小弟曾经跟他接触过的不一样。
And a couple of days before he passed away, I noticed that his attitude,、the way he talked, the way he treated others were different、from when he was around 20 years ago.
他、啊、没有几年前、
when it was different when he、was different when he was a couple of years ago.
那真的他就是什么事情都感谢。
And so he was thankful with everything.
他就要感谢好多人。
And he thanked many people.
他很感谢弟兄姐妹这样子。你看，我们有些青年也是大老远开车看他，他也很感动。
And he was very moved by the brothers and sisters who drove a very long way to visit him.
他对他自己的这些孙子儿女、儿子能够去看他，他非常的感动。
And he was very touched by his grandchildren and his children who had visited.
那他还对他自己这样子在病痛当中，对孩儿、对这些、家人造成的不便，他也觉得很抱歉。
And in his, and when he was ill, he felt sorry for the inconvenience that he has caused.
我就想说，真的，神在把他生命当中一些杂质都把他一个一个把他去除了。
And so I felt like God had removed
这些
the imperfection that was in his life.
对，然后让他这个人哦，好像到最后穿戴整齐，然后可以去见主耶稣。
That he ready himself to see God at the end.
他最后这段时间那些之前有的一些坏习惯，统统改过来。
And he had changed all the bad habits that he used to have.
真的，全部都要够资格才能够进去。
And truly, you need to be qualified to enter into the kingdom of God.
那我们就听到了这么一个神给我们的救恩哈，他给我们证据，他也给我们安慰，他给我们。在灵里面可以体验到天国有多美好。
And he gave us evidence of the salvation, and he let us experience how great his kingdom is.
那我其实刚一开始孝弟兄在讲说，他看到那个在门口那个黑衣的人、哦、在家里面徘徊哈。
And the beginning when Brother Shao shared that he saw a group of men dressed in black outside of his home.
其实这个时候就是灵里面的征战。
And this is the start of a spiritual battle.
所以我们有时候。那个敌人我们看不见。
Sometimes we cannot see our enemy.
那可是就是有一个穿白，就是这个主耶稣基督亲自在保守我们的。
But there is one who is dressed in white who is guarding us.
所以这些黑衣人他不能够伤害他。
So that those who are dressed in black cannot harm him.
那这他所画的那一幅画就是代表着，你看是奉主耶稣圣名，是哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名把这些鬼挡着的。
And he drew on that piece of paper. He wrote on that piece of paper in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I've cast out demons.
那这个其实也就是在临战的这个过程里面。
And so this is during the time of the spiritual battle.
然后你看后来他生病住院了。
And afterwards he was hospitalized.
那所以这个神的保守啊，跟这个神的这个看顾跟引导，我们就看到最后神真的把他救进他的国度里面去。
And we see firsthand how God has led him into His kingdom.
哦，就像保罗他最后说的。
Just like what Paul said at
the end. 神一定把我救进天国，在提摩太后书第四章。
That in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he mentioned that God will take him to heaven.
哦，当我们守住所信的道。
We need to hold on to this faith.
能够走完人生的道路。
We need to complete this journey of life.
然后能够打过这美好的仗。
And we need to fight this good battle.
最后就是公义的冠冕为我们存留。
And at the end, it is the crown of righteousness that is waiting for us.
所以我们感谢赞美神。
And so we praise and thank God.
我们从肖弟兄他的见证里面真的看到也听到主耶稣是这么样的慈爱。
From Brother Shaw's testimony, we can hear the love of Christ.
他对我们的爱从来没有改变过。
That his love is never changing.
让我们也能够用这样深的爱来关心弟兄姐妹们。
And that we can also love our brothers and sisters with the same love.
让我们的教会能够在爱里面成长。
That the church can grow in love.
那我们能够把主耶稣抓住。
That we can hold on to Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都能够在神的国度里面享受神应许的永生。
And that all of us can one day inherit this heavenly kingdom.
我们就来结束这个见证会，一起来默祷。
This concludes our testimony session. Please bow your heads and pray.